Today's Amud is Yevamos Nadal Damabez. We're holding on Nadal Damabez, four lines on the top, Elo Amar Rabbi Yoina. So the Gemara is still looking for a Makar that Hara is considered a Bia with regards to all Arayas Shebetairah. The Mishnah had mentioned that when it comes to all Arayas in the Torah, when there's an Isser Bia, so that includes even an Isser of Hara, even just Tchilas Bia, which again, what exactly the details, what's considered Tchilas Bia versus Gemar Bia, that's going to be discussed later on in the parak. But for now, the Gemara is looking for a Makar. How do we know that Tchilas Bia, that Hara, that that's also included in the Isser? So now the Gemara at first, the Gemara brought a Makar from Nida. By Nida, the Torah says a Lashon of Hara. So we see by that, by Nida, the Isser Nida, Hara is included in the Isser. Even Hara is considered a Bia. But the Gemara said we can't learn out from Nida. So the Gemara mentioned Eishas Ach. By Eishas Ach, the Torah calls Eishas Ach Nidahi. It says that Eishas Ach is a Nida. What does it mean that Eishas Ach is a Nida? It means we compare Eishas Ach to Nida. That just like by Nida, the Isser Bia is already by Hara, so too by Eishas Ach. Memele, let's learn out from Eishas Ach to all the Arayas. The Gemara said, no, you can't learn out from Eishas Ach. So the Gemara said, fine, we have a third place to learn from. We have the erva of Achis Av and Achis Eim, because when the Torah says the Isser of Achis Av and Achis Eim, so over there also the Torah uses a Lashon of Hara. But the Gemara told us that we can't learn out from Achis Av and Achis Eim. There's a Pircha. So the Gemara said, fine, we can't learn out from one, let's learn out from two of them. And the Gemara Lamaisa ended off that no matter which two we're going to choose, there's always going to be a Pircha, and we can't learn out from any of these three places. So we're still left with Adam and Kar by all other Arayas. How do we know that Hara is included in the Isser Bia? So says the Gemara, Ella Amar Rabbi Yoina, says Rabbi Yoina Vitema Rav Huna, Breit Rabbi Yeshua, that Amar Krah, learned from the following Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, after it lists all the different Arayas, the Torah then groups them all together. And it says, Kikol Asher Yasa, Mikyasa, Mikola Ta'eva Yisa'ila, V'nichrsu HaNefash HaYisa'isais. So it groups all of the Arayas together, and it says, anyone who does any of these things, so by doing that, it groups all of them together. It says, anyone who does any of these, so the Torah groups all the Arayas together. We learn from there that Hukshu Kol Arayas Kula Nanida. So all the Arayas are compared to each other. Memela, we can learn everything out from Nida. That Ma Nida Bahara, Afkol Bahara, just like my Nida, where the Torah says the Lashon of Hara, Lehedya. So you see that the Isser Bia is already but with the Tchilas Bia. So too, all the Arayas, which are included in this Hekish, to Nida, we can learn out all of the Arayas from Nida, that just like by Nida, Hara is included in the Isser Bia, so too by all Arayas, Hara is included in the Isser. Now even though in Amud Aleph we said that we can't learn from Nida, because there's a Pircha, that's when it comes to a Binyan Av. When you're coming to learn a Binyan Av, if you're coming to learn from Nida, and say a Mamitzinu, that if by Nida, Hara is included in the Isser, so too by all other Arayas, so you have no right to necessarily say a Mamitzinu. You can't make a Binyan Av, because we have a Pircha. However, once you have a Hekish, so Ein Meshivin Alekesh, so then we don't ask any pirchas. We have a hekesh. The Torah is telling us Ladia to make the comparison, even though we have a pircha. So once we have this, once we have a hekesh, so now that's going to be the makar. We're going to learn out from Nida to all of the other arayas that Hara is included in the Isser. Says the Gemara now, that what now that we're saying that we're learning out all the arayas from Nida, that Hara, that a tchilas bia is considered a bia, so ve'ela Nida deksiva gabi eishas ach lamali. We mentioned before when we were trying to learn out the Isser of Hara, so we said that by eishas ach the Torah calls an eishas ach a Nida. It says Nida he. So at first we said, it must be to teach us about the Isser of Hara, that the Isser Bia is already by Hara. But now that we're saying we have a Hekesh, the fact that there's an Isser by Hara is learned out from the Hekesh of Rabbi Yoina. So now that we have the Hekesh of Rabbi Yoina, so then why Taka does the Torah say by Eishas Ach Nidahi? We know that not always is an Eishas Ach Anida. So what halacha does the Torah tell us, does the Torah call an Eishas Ach Anida? Says the Gemara, Vel Nida Deksiva Gabi Eishas Ach Lamali. So why does the Torah call an Eishas Ach Anida? Look at the Rav Huna, for the Rav Huna's drasha, Damu Rav Huna. Rav Huna taught us that remez liyavama min ha-Torah minayin. Then where do we see in the Torah a remez to the concept of yibam? Now that doesn't make any sense. Ask the Gemara minayin, what do you mean, where's there a remez to yibam? Haksev yavama yavay aleha. It says in the Hedya in the Pasuk. It says yavama yavay aleha. It says that they have yibam. So you see yibam lahedya. Ella, says the Gemara, what Rav Huna meant to say is, Remez the Yavama, Shasura b'chaye bayla minayin. Where do we know that the Yavama, that an Eish HaSach, that she's Aser b'chaye bayla? Meaning if Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven, and Reuven divorces her, so what's the makar that Mrs. Reuven is Aser to Shimon? How do we know that an Eish HaSach is Aser b'chaye bayla? We know if Reuven dies, so then Mrs. Reuven is mutter to Shimon. They have a mitzvah of Yibam. So maybe even when Reuven's alive, maybe even if Reuven divorces her, so Shimon is also mutter to Mrs. Reuven. How do you know that Mrs. Reuven is usher to Shimon, b'chaye bayla, so long as Reuven is alive? Says the Gemara, minayin. What do you mean? How do we know it? L'chayr, it's obvious. Hay svarihi. It's logical. Midam rachmanu la'achar misas bayla sharia. From the fact that the Torah tells us that if Reuven dies, so now Mrs. Reuven is mutter to Shimon, so mechlal de b'chayi bayla asura. So you can make the diak, the obvious diak, because that obviously, and as much as Reuven is alive, so then she's also to Shimon. Says the Gemara, that's not necessarily a proper diak, because v'dilmo la'achar misas ba'ila mitzvah and b'chayi ba'ila rishas. Maybe the Torah is being mechadish that if Reuven dies while he was married to Mrs. Reuven, and then Reuven dies, so now there's a mitzvah for Shimon to marry Mrs. Reuven. There's a mitzvah for him to be miyabim her. And it's true, but that when Reuven's alive, there won't be a mitzvah, but maybe it will still be mutter. Maybe if Reuven divorces Mrs. Reuven, so it's true, there won't be a mitzvah sibam, that you have a good diak. It's only if Reuven dies, there's a mitzvah sibam. Now, if Reuven divorces her, there won't be a mitzvah siba, but maybe at least she's mutter to him. Maybe she's mutter. So how do you know that she's aser? Inami, where you could say also that la'achar misas baila in b'chayi baila loy, maybe you do have a diak that the Torah is mashma that Mrs. Reuven, even if we're going to go with your diak, that you have a diak that the Torah is mashma that it's only after Reuven dies, that's when Shimon has a heter to marry Mrs. Reuven. And if not, if Reuven's alive, so then Shimon doesn't have a heter, but all you'll see from there is that v'lav abba michlal asay. All that would be is a lav which is inferred from an asay. Meaning there's an asay of yavama yava yaleha, that from that asay where we infer a lav that only if Reuven dies, that's when Shimon's allowed to be with Mrs. Reuven. But if Reuven's alive, Shimon's not allowed to be with her. So it's a lav that you infer from the asay, which the halacha is that it's an asay. It only has the status of an asay. But how do you know that Eish HaSach is like an Isra Erva, that there's a lav and it's a whole Erva? How do you know all of that? What's the makar that when Reuven is alive, that his wife, Mrs. Reuven, Eish HaSach, is mamish a full-fledged Isra Erva? To that, the Gemara says, Amar Kras, says Rav Huna, this is the makar. Because the Pasuk says, V'ish asher yikach as Eish HaSachiv nidahi. It calls Eish HaSach a nida. So what do we see from there? It must be that what's the kasha? The kasha is that the Eish HaSach nidahi. Really, Eish HaSach is always a nida. Ella, what Rav Huna says to learn from the pasuk is that we're supposed to learn that Eish HaSach is kin nida, that she's like a nida. In what sense? Then man nida afa pishi yesh laheter laachar mikan b'shas isura b'kares. Just like by nida, even though it's true the isra will go away once the dam passes, once she waits the 7 days, so then she'll be mutter, she won't be a nida anymore. But lemaisa, while the isra is there, she's a chiv kares. So that's going to be the makar that by Eish HaSach also af Eish HaSach nami af al pi sheyesh la heter la'achar mikan b'chaye bayla b'kares. Even though it's true, if Reuven dies, so then Mrs. Reuven is mutter to Shimon. But while Reuven is alive, so long as Reuven is alive, so she's aser. Not only she's aser, but she's mamish and erva. She's a chiyuv kares, just like a nida. That's why the Torah says nida he by the isra of Eish HaSach. So says the Gemara, now that we've figured out why the Torah says need to he by Eish HaSach, there's one more thing left to clarify. In trying to find a makar for hara, the Gemara mentioned that by Achis Av and Achis Eim, the Torah uses a lashon of hara. But now that we're saying that, really, where do we know hara from? It's from the Hakesha Rabbi Yaina. If it's from the Hakesha Rabbi Yaina, so ask the Gemara, Ela hara diksiva gabe Achis Av and Achis Eim lamali. So then why does the Torah, by the Isser of Achis Av and Achis Eim, why does the Torah tell us a lashon? Why does the Torah use a lashon of hara? I know hara anyways from the Keisha Rabbi Yaina. So why does the Torah have to specify by Achis Av and Achis Eim that there's an Isser Bia even with hara? says, as the Gemara, look at the Bai, Mine Ravina, Me Rava. We use this Lashon of Harad that the Torah uses by Achis Av and Achis Eim to teach us the following. It's based off of a Shaila that Ravina once asked Rava. He asked him, Hama'ara Bizachar Mahu. What's the halacha if a person does hara with a man? Mishkav zachar. If a person does ma'ara with a man, if he does hara with a man, what's the halacha? Is that an isser? Is the oivar on the mamash on the isser of mishkav zachar? So says the Gemara, bizachar. Of course he's oivar. What's the lashon of the Torah by zachar? It says mishkave isha ksiva. So if that's considered mishkave isha, which it is, by all the arayas, that's considered mishkave isha. So then of course, by zachar, that's going to be asr as well. So Ella says the Gemara, what Ravina asked Rava was Hama'ara b'behema mahu. He wanted to know, is he over on the Isser of being ba'al a behema if he does hara'ah with a behema? And to that Amar Le, Rava said back that yes. And what's the makar? It's from this that it says by Achis Av and Achis Eim, it uses a lashon of hara'ah. Now it says it by Achis Av and Achis Eim. What does it have to do with the behema? The answer is because, like we just said, it doesn't need to say it by Achis Av and Achis Eim. The fact that Achis Av and Achis Eim, there's an Isser Behara, that's learned from the Keshet Rabbi Yoina. So Amar Le, Yemein Inyan Lahara, Diksiva Gab Achis Av Achis Eim, the Asir Be'akesha. If you don't need the Hara that it says by Achis Av and Achis Eim, because that hara, we anyways know from the Hekesh Rabbi Yoina. So Memela, there's a limud called the Meinu Inyan, Teneu L'Inyan, something else. So Teneu Inyan L'Hara de Behema, since that hara can't be coming to teach us anything about Achis Av and Achis Eim, because the fact that hara is Aser by Achis Av and Achis Eim, we know from the Hekesh Rabbi Yoina, it must be this hara is for something else. So what's the something else? The answer is Behema. That hara with the Behema is considered a Maisabia. Now ask the Gemara, interesting kasha, the Nechti. Behema chayve misa is bezdeni. Mishkave behema is very chamer. It's a chi of misa's bezden. So if so, ask the Gemara, the Torah was looking for a place to drop this remez to us that the Isser is even behara. So it found an erva. Which erva did it find? It found Achis Av and Achis Eim. And that's going to teach us something about Behema. Ask the Gemara, my time maksiv lahara didaga b'chai v'krisis. Why, when it comes to Mishkave Behema, which is a chiv misas bezdin, it's very chamer, why does the Torah teach us the Isser of Hara and place it by an erva that only has a chi of kares, by Achis Av and Achis Eim, which are not as chamer? Lichtoiv gabi misas bezdin. Why doesn't the Torah put the hara? It could have put it by any erva, and we would have had the same emeina inyan. So why not put it by an erva that's similar to behema in that it's a misas bezdin, like eishes ish, imai, chamoisai? Why didn't the Torah put it by one of these arayis that have misas bezdin, and then vanila misas bezdin? And misas bezdin, it would have been a much more smoother limud, because then we would have been learning out Misas Bezdin by Behema from a different Erevah that also has Misas Bezdin. Instead of the way it is right now, it's like very choppy. We're learning it out from Achis Av and Achis Eim, even though there's no Bisa. It's very strange. Why did Torah do that? So says the Gemara, that Aidi de Kule Kra the Drasha Asi, because since the Pasuk by Achis Av and Achis Eim is all, the whole Pasuk is extra to teach us a Drasha, like the Gemara will darshan shortly. So therefore, Ksiv Beinami Ha Milsa Le Drasha. So once anyways, the Torah was writing a whole Pasuk as a Drasha, so the Torah put the Hara for Behem over here and not by a different Erva. It made sense to put it here, because this Pasuk is anyways a whole Pasuk that's coming to teach us all different Drashas. So now says the Gemara, my Drasha. What drashas do we learn from the pasuk of Achis Av and Achis Eim? Says the Gemara de Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. So the full pasuk is Ervas Achis Avicha Leisegale She'er Avicha Hi. So says the Braisa, we learned in the Braisa that Ervas of Achis Avicha Leisegale. The Torah says that you're not allowed to be with Achis Avicha, with your father's sister. Says the Braisa, when it says you're not allowed to be with your father's sister, Beimina'av, Beimina'im, it means it doesn't matter if it's a maternal or a paternal sister, any type of sister of your father, doesn't matter if it's his sister from his mother, his sister from his father, any Achis Av is going to be Aser. Now says the Braisa, you're saying that it means whether it's a maternal or a paternal sister. No matter what, there's always going to be an Isser Vachis Av. Maybe, how do you know? Maybe it's only by a paternal sister. Maybe it's not by a maternal sister. How do you know it's even by a maternal sister? Says the Gemara Vidinu. It makes sense to say that it's by both. Because, Vidinu, why? Because Chayiv Kan, we know that there's an Isser of Achis Av, that's this Pasuk. V'chayiv ba'achaysay. And there's also another similar Isser called your own sister, Achaysay. Ma'achaysay be'mina'aim. Just like when the Torah gives the Isser of a sister. So it says it's Usser whether it's your sister from your father or your sister from your mother. So Avkan, so too, when it comes to the Isser of a father sister, of Achisav, it's be'mina'aim. It doesn't matter how it's a sister. It could be both if it's from his father or from his mother. That would be one way to say it. Aiklaf ledarachzu. Or however, says the Braisa, maybe you could say the opposite. Maybe you could say that chayiv kan v'chayiv b'doidasai. You're chayiv for your aunt, for your father's sister, and you're also chayiv for the isra of doidasai. Doidasai is another type of aunt. It's a father's brother's wife. A father's brother's wife. So that's called doidasai. Achais Av, in English we call them both aunts, but Achais Av is one type of aunt. Daidasai, an aunt, is referring to a father's brother's wife. Now when it comes to Daidasai, ma Daidasai mina av loy mina aim. When it comes to that aunt, so she's Aser only if she's your father's brother's wife, if it's your father's brother, if he's his paternal brother. But if he's the maternal brother, if he's the brother from a mother, so then you're not chayer for that Daidasai. That's halacha we're going to see later on the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara is going to tell us how we know this, but that's the halacha, that the Isra of Daidasai is only if it's Daidasai mina av loy mina aim. So Afkam in the Avuloy Minayin. So too by Achis Av, maybe the Isra of Achis Av is only if she's the father's sister, Mina Avuloy Minayin. So says the Gemara, we have two options now. Should we learn out Achis Av from the Dasai, or should we learn out Achis Av from Achaisai? Right? So that's the Shaila now. So says the Gemara, what do? We have two possibilities. So says the Gemara, what it usually says in these types of situations is that Nera Lami Daima. Let's see which one it's more comparable to. Is Achis Av more similar to Achaisai, or is it more similar to Deidasai? So says the Gemara, one svar is to say that Dan in Isser Haba Me'elav, Me Isser Haba Me'elav. That it would make sense to learn out two Isurim, which are both come in Meila, Va'al Teichich Doidasai, Sein Isra Ba Me'elav. When a person's born, automatically, if he has a sister, so then the sister's Aser to him. If the father has a sister, she's Aser to him. No one has to do anything for those Isurim to exist. But when it comes to Doidasai, Doidasai is not an Isra Ba Me'elav, because it's not natural. The aunt has to marry the father's brother. So being that something has to happen, it's not something which comes in Me'ela, so therefore it's not as similar. Achais Av is more similar to Achaisai, they're both Me'ela, and less similar to Deidasai, which is not Ba Me'ela. So it would make more sense to learn it out from Achaisai that it's Bein Min Av and Bein Min Aim. However, says the Gemara, that oy klach lederach zeh, or maybe go the other way with that. Say that we should compare to Deidasai, because done in Kreve Av, Mikreve Av, we should learn out two different relatives that are both usher to you because of Kreve Av. They're both close to your father, that's why they're usher to you. Your father's sister is usher to you because she's your father's sister. And similarly, your father's brother's wife is all machmas your father. The two Isurim are coming machmas your father. Va'al techiach achaisai shekreve atzmai. And don't learn it out. Don't learn out achis av from achaisai, because achaisai is not similar. Achaisai is usher to you because of you, because it's your relative. So maybe we should learn out achis av from the Deidasai and say that it's only when it's mina av and not when it's mina aim. To that, the Gembraisa concludes that Tamu Leimar, that's why we need it for Drasha. We can't learn it out in Svara. We wouldn't be able to learn it out in Svara. That's why we need the Drasha, Ervas Achis Avicha Leisigale, and it's extra to teach us that Bein Min Av, Bein Min Aim. The fact that we have an extra pasuk of Achis Av, it's coming to teach us that you're chayav for any sort of Achis Av, whether it's your Achis Av from his father or from his mother, any type of sister, a paternal, maternal sister, no matter what, you're always going to be chayav for Achis Av. The Braisa continues, Ervas Achis Imcha Leisigale. So the Braisa says that this pasuk that there's an iser of achis imcha of your mother's sister, so that's also bein min ha'av and bein min ha'im. It doesn't matter how she's your mother's sister, whether she's a maternal sister or paternal sister, there's always going to be an iser of achis aim. Says the Gemara Lamali, why does the Torah have to tell to us? If anyways I know it already by achis av, so why does the Torah, says the Gemara Lamali lemichtava ba'achis av, Lamali lemichtava ba'achis aim? Why does the Torah have to tell us by both of them, that an extra pasuk to teach us that the Isser is whether both by maternal and paternal siblings, have it by one and I would know the other? Why would I think to differentiate between the Isser of achis av and achis aim? So that the Gemara says, "Amr Rabbi Avayu Tzrichi." I'll tell you why you would think to differentiate the ikas of Rachmanu ba'achis av, and the Torah would have just told us by achis av that you're chayiv even for a maternal sister, you're chayiv for all sorts of sisters. I would say that it's by achis av it makes more sense to be chayiv and for the iser to be more broad. Shekein yesh lo chayis. Because in general, by your father, so your father is much more, in a way, he's like your ikra mishpacha. You know, like a person's, what shevet he comes from is determined by his father. And a person's ikra yichus is from his father. And so, and therefore, it would make a lot of sense that the isra would be more broad. But maybe when it comes to a mother sibling, so maybe the isra is more limited. And if the Torah would have just told us by achis aim that the isra is more broad, that's both by maternal and paternal siblings, I would say shekein vadois. That's because it makes more sense that the iser by a mother should be more broad, because we know for a fact that she's your mother. A person is born in the hospital from his mother, or wherever he's born, so we know that his mother is his mother, because she comes out of her. So that means it's for sure, without any sort of doubt, that's his mother. But maybe when it comes to a father, being that a father, we only know a person has a father based on off of a raiv. We say raiv bilay sachar abal. But really, there's no way to know for a fact, unless someone was locked up in a room, there's no way to know for a fact that someone's father is his father. That we know in kibud aveim. So a father comes before a mother. The Gemara Kedushin says, so the kasha is asked, nachreinim, that why do we say your father comes first? Your mother should come first, because ain't suffik maitzimidei vadai. Your mother's a vadai, your father's only a suffik, so ain't suffik maitzimidei vadai. So on Teretz is, it would be bizayin to your mother to give her first. You're basically saying that I'm chayshi, that you were maybe mizana. Alkopanim, but that's the halacha, right? So a mother's a vadai, and a father is only a suffik. And if so, so maybe that's why I would think that by a mother, it says more broad, but not by a father. That's why tzricha, that's why I needed the Torah to tell us both by achis av and achis aim, that this iser has this more broader definition. Now, we mentioned before that when it comes to the iser of daidasai, a father's brother's wife, so the iser is only if it's his father's paternal brother, but a father's maternal brother, so then there's no iser of daidasai. It's only if it's his brother mina'av and not if it's his brother mina'im. Says the Gemara, how do we know that? The Gemara said it, but what's the makar? So says the Gemara, Amar Rava Asya Daidai. We have Xavier Shavav Daidai. Ksiv Hacha, it says with regard in the parish of Arayas, Ervas Daidai Gila. It says the Lashon of Daidai. Uksiv Hasam, and it says by the parish of Eved Ivri, when it comes to a person who sold himself as an Eved Ivri, so there's a mitzvah for the family to redeem him, so it says, Ay Daidai, Ay Ben Daidai Igalanu. It says that his Daidai or Ben Daidai, his uncle or his cousin, will go and they'll redeem him. So Malah Allah Minahav Eloi Minahim, just like in that parasha, the daida is referring to an uncle that's mina'av v'loy mina'im. So afka mina'av v'loy mina'im. So too over here also, when it comes to the isra of daidasai, it's dafka if it's a daidasai mina'av v'loy mina'im. Now, says the Gemara, v'hasa minalan, and by the parish of Eved Ivri Gufa, by when it says, oy doidai, oy ben doidai yigalanu, how do you know that doidai is referring to dafka, a paternal brother? Maybe it's referring to a maternal brother. Says the Gemara, amar kra mi mishpachta yigalanu, because it mentions mishpacha, and only mishpachas av kuruya mishpacha, mishpachas aim in a kuruya mishpacha. Like we said before, a person's mishpacha is considered his father's side, not his mother's side, and from his father's side, and that's how we know that doide in that pasuk is referring to a father's brother, a paternal brother, and so too by the isra of daidasai, it's also referring specifically to a paternal brother.